Since wars are fought by young people, memories of conflict can last a generation. But as fate would have it, Calvin Witt's memories are not of war, but of peace. Witt, who grew up in Paintsville in far eastern Kentucky, was working on a music education degree at Eastern Kentucky University when the mailman delivered a draft notice. Shortly after basic training, Private Witt got a choice.
They came through their camp and asked, are there any musicians here? There was about 20-some of us that raised our hand, and we went over to band school. And out of 27 that had interviewed and tried out, I was one of three that made the auditions.
Everybody kind of wanted that job. I mean, being with the band, is that true?
Oh, yes, yeah. He said, you can either be a military policeman in Tokyo or you can be with the 24th Army Band in Sendai.
It didn't
take a whole lot to guess which one I chose.
Laughing in the background, over the phone is an old Army buddy. Bob Garner is a native of Fort Wayne, Indiana. The two soldiers first met in Sendai, Japan. In the winter of 1952, the 24th Army Division was taking a break from the Korean War, where it had fought on the Pusan Perimeter and the Yalu River. As those war-weary troops arrived in Japan, many were welcomed by the 24th Army Division band, with Witt on the French horn and Garner on the sousaphone.
In the middle of the night, we would go out and meet a troop train, and here were these guys staggering off, waking up to martial airs that we were playing.
I bet you got some dirty looks.
Oh. Quite a few.
It was not all military music. The big band era was winding down, but the Broadway and Hollywood musical were in a golden age. American jazz was definitely in high demand, and top musicians could be drafted.
We had a very good dance band. The director of the dance band happened to be a corporal, Tommy Moses, and he had played with Lou Barron before he was in the service. And one of his assistants, or I guess you'd say, or one of the guys that helped and so forth with that, had played with Count Basie.
This music comes from a radio show done by the 24th Infantry Division Band for American Armed Forces serving in Asia. Using recordings from the program, band veterans and their children recently put together a CD. It's also the music they performed for the Japanese. The band traveled the country, sometimes in the dead of winter and often in the back of canvas-covered trucks. Witt says the audiences loved the GIs and American soldiers were equally generous, once passing the hat after giving a concert at a leper colony.
We looked at these poor people there and the condition they were in. I saw all of our band guys reaching down in their pockets, pulling out a few bills that we had, and the people that had been there to hear us play for them, they started running after us and yelling, "Thank you, G.I., thank you, G.I.
There were other rewards. Bob Garner says they were regularly sent out to gauge anti-American sentiment. Fearing an insurgency, the band was ordered to do a public concert in a Japanese community where communists were active. He says both the concert and the ride back to the barracks went well.
The square was full, jammed of people, with people down the side streets that came into the square. And we gave our concert, very well received, and we went back to the buses, and there were cases of sake and rice beer and other things, compliments of the mayor of the city.
But at its heart, the 24th Infantry Division Band was a marching band, and on April 28, 1952, it was ordered to march. The unit participated in a ceremony marking the official beginning of peace between Japan and the United States.
The military occupation of Japan ended on April 28, 1952, after a peace treaty between the two countries was signed at San Francisco.
A newsreel reporting the event shows band members in dress uniforms and standing at attention.
They had these big flag-raising ceremonies where their flag was given back to Japan. See, it had been abolished by the Americans until that time, so that there were three flags then out, the American flag, the United Nations flag, and then the Japanese flag.
We wanted them to be able to have a sense of pride in themselves. We just felt like that we weren't there to crush them physically or morally or in any way. That we give them a sense of honor, which is very, very important.
In the late summer of 1953, finished making their piece of history, both Witt and Garner rotated home. Both men went into education, teaching kids and leading peaceful lives. As for the band, it went back to war with the rest of the 24th Infantry Division, arriving back in Korea just before the shooting, more or less, ended in that conflict. For WEKU, I'm Charles Compton.